Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love. And our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about avoiding foolish questions about the Old Testament law. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is what verse 9 in our text is trying to tell us here. He's trying to tell us to avoid things. Avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions about the law. For they are unprofitable and vain. If God tells you something is unprofitable and vain, be wise. Be wise. Don't take it hook, line, and sinker. And try it anyway, saying, well, I'm better, you know, I've got the strength. I'm not going to be deceived by that. Telling some folks recently, I remember teenage girls, we were warning about going out, and they're dating and things of that nature as you do in youth groups. And I remember one particularly said, that would never happen to me because we have control and we would not do that. And she ended up pregnant and getting married. At least that they did get married, and I believe they're still together, that couple, but nonetheless, they thought they had control. And here they are, teenagers, thinking that they have control. Look, biology kicks in, and there is not control for a lot of them. Matter of fact, there are adults in their 30s and 40s, even in their 50s, that have no control. So I'm just saying that they think they do, but they don't. Your strength is not in yourself. Your strength is in the Lord. And so walk with God, learn the joy of the Lord so that you don't fall into these sinful things. Now, as we have seen here and we've looked at some of these things, I want you to know that God is on our side as far as trying to lead us in the right directions. God is not wanting you to fail. Now, if you're living in sin, he wants that sin to cause you to fail. He wants that sin to bring you down, that, and he'll do it. I mean, the sin won't bring you down. He'll do it through chastening and scourging. He's done that in many lives. And so, again, watch out for what the devil will try to do. Some do these things that are wrong, doing it for, it gathers a following for them. Now, you just think of that, these verses again in verse 9 here, this one verse here. Just think of getting a following, and you see some of that that's behind it. Foolish questions, genealogies, contentions about the law. Yes, it's very vain. People that go those directions, they're always questioning the Word of God. They're questioning these things. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And so, it's that which appeals to the flesh that they're always pushing. It is that. Sometimes it's their pride. It's their vanity. It's their self-importance that they think that they should have, or they think that they are more important than others and that they are speaking down to everybody else. And they need the help of the Lord to get their lives right. There are those who believe in Bible translation, as we said, in dynamic equivalents. They believe that method more than they believe an accurate translation of the word. You see, they use these other false manuscripts. Then it begins to say, and it starts giving them that special, what they think is special, liberty to the flesh, the grace to do it. Because they're doing it in the name of Jesus, it must not be sin. Well, boy, the devil is having a party on that one because he has deceived them, and they just simply don't know it. They may have a high IQ, But that's only in the things of the world. That's only in the things of academics of the world, but it's not in spiritual things. When they're doing those things, they're at the level of imbecilic. So the Word of God must always be first and foremost, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart through it. And so we believe in the word translation of the Bible because God breathed out those words. They weren't changed by the apostles or those that wrote the scriptures. They weren't changed as the early church was formed. It wasn't till the Alexandrian Egypt where they were using slaves, not necessarily Christians, but they were using them to translate because it was going to be profitable for them. But you see, that does not ever, ever, ever work. And it was not profitable. They started making notes and things about this or about that, and they gave in these side notes, and those side notes misdirected actual translation, and they came up with these critical texts. So they want their own words, in which after they want it and get it, then they end up believing doctrines they conceived in their own minds, not pure doctrine from the Word of God. So instead of actual word translation, they are believing these other things, which brings doubt to the power and work of the Holy Spirit to give a believer understanding if they will study God's word with an open heart, with the idea, Lord, teach me and I'll do whatever you want me to do. I want to know more about you, Lord. I want to know your person. I want to know the way I should live. You know, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. That's the way this broadcast comes on each day. When we said the word of God is a lamp unto my feet, it shows me myself. The lamp to my feet is showing me myself. But the light to my pathway shows me the direction to go. God will never lead you in any way that is unholy and unrighteous. His ways are always righteousness and true holiness. Matter of fact, Psalms 145, verse 17 tells us, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. And so that's what you need to learn, is what is true righteousness, what is true holiness. And then one of the ways you can see how the devil's trying to deceive you is when he tries to sneak the world into it, just sink the flesh into it, and whatever else he can in order to give us a misunderstanding. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives understanding. Now, sometimes these foolish questions, these things that come up, some things they say are things that are rightly said and told to be foolish questions. And they're questions that they ask to try to give you doubt. And they'll question things, well, but why should you? Doesn't the Bible say this? Doesn't the Bible say that? And they'll take maybe some actual words in the Bible, but it's completely out of the context in which it was written. And they try to cause doubt. There are people in Bible colleges that teach that way. And they'll always say, well, we're just teaching them how to think. Have you ever considered that those that do the watching out for counterfeit money, they are the same way. They learn what the real thing is, not what the counterfeit is. They learn what the real thing is. And therefore, they can look at a bill and automatically find if something is wrong, if it's a counterfeit. Now, I've been in a situation where I was working, and my boss sent me to the bank. He says, you need to take this $20 bill. He says, they found a $20 bill that we turned in that was counterfeit. So I went to the bank, and the lady showed me the $20 bill, and I says, well, not to argue with you, but I says, it looks exactly the same as this one I'm giving you. And she said, no, and she told me some differences, and even some of the differences that she told me about, I couldn't distinguish them. I really couldn't, but she was trained. Get in the Word of God. Know the Word of God so well, then you'll know when the devil's trying to deceive you. The devil will try to make things look like they're real, they're good, and they're right, And when you take that counterfeit, you don't hear him laughing, but he's laughing at you because he's using you to spit in the face of God. That is not a good thing. He's using you to still be a thief from God and a one who corrupts his word. And so don't allow Satan to do that and use you in that way. Now, as I said, people want, they want those kind of translations in the Bible that will say words. Well, I can understand these words. I know one person that was very well studied. I mean, they had earned their doctorates very well. I mean, they were very sharp. And one of the translators had talked to that person about everything that went into the new King James Version of the translation. And so she took the Bible and read it through. And after it was over, said, well, look, it's a lot easier to understand the King James than the New King James. It's not written that well. And people say they have a hard time understanding the King James, so they get these other translations, are saying that regardless if they have five letters after their name as far as doctorates are concerned, that they can't read on a fifth grade level because the King James Version is on a fifth grade level. So think about that. It's the Holy Spirit that gives interpretation to the Word of God, not what man's meanderings think the Word of God should actually say. Because when they come up with those things, then they're not giving you the Word of God. They're giving you the Word of man, which is always, always corrupt in some form or fashion. So watch out. Actual word translation is the best because the Holy Spirit is able to work through His Word. And you've got this guy that's going to put those questions out to cause kids to doubt and to cause students to doubt things about God and throw wrenches in there. Then they are offering a way for those kids to go away and those students to go away from what they've been taught. That person is an emissary of the devil. Even though they may be saved, they don't know they've been an emissary of the devil, and they lack the spiritual understanding to discern that, because they like the idea of people praising them for this new thing he taught them, this new thing they learned, and the doubt that it cast on the Word of God. Well, hey, we found something wrong there. If you found something wrong with the Word of God, you have been misled by a man who's been led at that time by one of Satan's minions. People like to call them demons. And so, this is just kind of a warning here from God here in verse 9, telling us some of the things to look out for. People have a problem of pride. And so, they don't want God getting glory. They want some glory for themselves.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.